Looking for compounders on Porter's 3X screen? An important part in our analytical toolbox is our stock screens, where we apply a list of criteria relating to different financial, accounting, and performance parameters to sift through the 3,000-plus publicly traded stocks on U.S. markets. That's how we identify the tiny fraction of U.S.-listed stocks that offer the best opportunities for creating huge returns. We often use the results from these screens as a starting point for more in-depth analysis for possible inclusion in the complete investor portfolio. This week, we're revisiting a popular stock filtering tool we call Porter's 3X Stock Screen. Over the last 25 years, buying an equally weighted basket of stocks generated from the 3X screen has tripled the return over the overall stock market, the S&P 500. Below, we also show the names of significant stocks hitting 52-week highs and 52-week lows, a helpful list that we use to guide our analysis. Porter's 3X Stock Screen. The 3X screen was inspired by Porter himself, who challenged the complete investor analyst team to create a filtering tool to find companies with high capital efficiency, steady revenue growth, and that trade at reasonable valuations. And to backtest the results to ensure the screening criteria selected stocks that generated market-beating gains over time. To see the criteria used to create Porter's 3X stock screen, go here. As of Thursday's close, this screen produced the 28 stocks shown in the table below. We have displayed each of the criteria noted above along with each company and ticker symbol, as well as each stock's beta, a measure of volatility versus the overall market. Note that beta is not used in the screening criteria, but rather to provide a reference point for noting the volatility of the stocks on the list. Highs and lows each week, we also monitor any stocks in the market making new 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the new 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a new 52-week high this week: ExxonMobil, XOM, Chevron, CVX, Pfizer, PFE, ConocoPhillips, COP, SanDisk, SNDK, Western Digital, WDC, Quanta Services, PWR, AOG Resources, EOG, Kinder Morgan, KMI, Valero Energy, VLO, Phillips 66, PSX, Marathon Petroleum, MPC, DBA Sempra, SRE, Occidental Petroleum, OXY, Ciena, CIEN, Diamondback Energy, FANG, FANG, Electronic Arts, EA, EQT, EQT, WEC Energy Group, WEC, Halliburton, HAL, Devon Energy, DVN, CenterPoint Energy, CNP, Dow, DOW, Coterra Energy, CTRA, presented by Paradigm Press White House Authority's secret $100 billion, and a legal mandate at the center of it, one that's creating forced demand for a set of highly specialized contractors. Due to geopolitical tensions, the war in Iran, and the trade war with China, this situation is accelerating at an unprecedented rate. And J.D. Vance just revealed that the U.S. government could funnel as much as $100 billion into this private sector initiative. Get the exclusive details right now. Editor's note: keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. We also monitor stocks on the new 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a new 52-week low last week: Visa, V, The Home Depot, HD, Abbott Laboratories, ABT, Progressive, PGR, Adobe, ADBE, Automatic Data Processing, ADP, Mercado Libre, MELI, Nike, NKE, Sherwin-Williams, SHW, O'Reilly Automotive, SHW, CTAS, DoorDash, DASH, TransDigm Group, TDG, Zoetis, ZTS, Kimberly-Clark, KMB, Prudential Financial, PRU, Otis Worldwide, OTIS, Copart, CPRT, Fiserv, FISV, Kraft Heinz, KHC, Tractor Supply, TSCO, Lenner, LEN, Equity Residential, EQR, Partners only a stock to own. Most institutional investors likely haven't heard of it yet, but this company is in the early innings of what could become a multi-year re-rating as analyst coverage expands, index inclusion drives passive fund flows, and royalty growth begins translating into substantial cash flow. It also boasts an impressive list of cornerstone shareholders, which adds another layer of credibility. Versemmet Royalties, NASDAQ, VMET, is a newly public precious metals royalty and streaming company that has grown at an incredible pace. In just 3 years, it has increased gold equivalent ounce, GEO, production from essentially zero at inception to more than 10,000 in 2025. Management expects that figure to double again in 2026. At current gold prices above $4,500 per ounce, that growth translates into more than $90 million of revenue this year, with cash cost margins around 93%. Despite those numbers, the stock trades for just 12x forward operating cash flow. By comparison, Franco-Nevada, FNV, the gold standard in the royalty space, trades closer to 22x forward cash flow, despite much slower GEO growth, granted a much more diverse asset base. Royalty and streaming companies are the toll booths of the mining world. Rather than operating mines, with all the capital expenditures, labor, and operating risks that entails, they provide upfront financing to miners in exchange for a percentage of future production, royalties, or the right to purchase metal at a fixed, below-market price, streams. This creates a business with near-zero operating costs, only 6 employees, no capex obligations, and enormous leverage to rising commodity prices. This royalty model is one of Porter's favorites for its capital efficiency, and Versemmet is a prime example. Formerly known as Sandbox Royalties, the company changed its name to Versemmet in June 2024. It was originally incorporated in 2011, is headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia, and has only been trading in the US for about 2 weeks. But the backstory is what makes the shareholder register so compelling. Versemmet spent its early years as a private vehicle quietly assembling royalty and streaming assets, backed by B2 Gold, BTG, Equinox Gold, EQX, and Sandstorm Gold Royalties as early cornerstone shareholders. When it listed on the TSX Venture Exchange in May 2025, the portfolio was already generating meaningful cash flow. Then the cap table transformed overnight. In October 2025, Royal Gold, RGLD, acquired Sandstorm Gold Royalties, one of the original Big Six gold companies, and inherited Sandstorm's 23.6 million VMET shares as part of the deal. Royal Gold had no interest in holding a position in an emerging competitor, so it sold the entire block. The buyers, Tether Investments, the entity behind the world's largest stablecoin, USDT, acquired 11.8 million shares, 12.7%, and the London Family Trusts acquired the other 11.8 million shares, 12.7%. The Londons have built, scaled, and sold some of the most successful resource companies on the planet across three generations. Tether has since participated in a $22 million Canadian private placement to maintain its pro-rata stake and earn a board seat. Add in Zijin Mining, one of China's largest gold producers, which acquired shares through its subsidiary in early 2026, and Versemmet has built a shareholder base that includes a stablecoin treasury, one of mining's most storied families, a top three Chinese gold miner, and two established mid-tier producers. For a company with a $1 billion market cap and 6 employees, that is an extraordinary concentration of smart, institutional capital. Versemmet's portfolio includes more than 25 assets spanning gold, silver, copper, nickel, zinc, and uranium. Roughly 85% of expected 2026 revenue is tied to gold and silver. Since the company's founding in 2022, CEO Dan O'Flaherty and his team have completed more than $400 million in acquisitions, building a portfolio that is now producing meaningful and rapidly growing operating cash flow. Its anchor assets include a gold interest on Equinox Gold's Greenstone Mine in Canada, a 2.7% NSR royalty on West African Resources' Kiaka Gold Mine in Burkina Faso, and a silver stream on the Rush Pinna Zinc Mine in Namibia. Versemmet's 2026 guidance of 20,000 to 23,000 GEOs at $4,500 gold translates to roughly $90 million to $104 million in revenue, roughly 3x the FY 2025 figure of $34.8 million. And that's using just the midpoint of gold's recent trading range, which actually spiked above $5,700 in early March during the early days of the Iran conflict. Versemmet is a compelling emerging royalty and streaming company in the gold space. The combination of triple-digit GEO growth, a recently cleaned-up balance sheet with significant acquisition firepower, $180 million in available liquidity, institutional quality cornerstone shareholders, and a gold price that transforms its cash flow economics creates a rare setup, a high-growth, high-margin business trading at a fraction of its peer group's valuation. The next 12 to 18 months will determine whether Versemmet can deploy capital at attractive returns without excessive dilution, the critical test for any aspiring royalty compounder. But at 12x forward operating cash flow, the market is giving very little credit for a company that is set to double production this year. While we're not adding Versemmet as an official recommendation, it's a high-growth, high-risk bet with substantial upside tied directly to gold prices, and a shareholder base that suggests the smartest capital in the mineral resource world already sees what the broader market has yet to discover. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.